How was it watching for a couple of weeks, and how is it now to be back?
I had mixed feelings. It was frustrating, definitely, with the injury. I felt good seeing the guys, just watching them progress and watching them work. You get a different aspect. You get a different view of things when you're on the sideline. So I definitely got a different view of our secondary and just seeing the work as a defense and some of the energy they were bringing. It was a little frustrating not to be a part of it. It was also frustrating, you know, dealing with the injury. But I'm glad to be out there now and actually feel what they're going through out there.
You were the sage veteran last year with a rookie crop. Now you're the sage veteran with a lot of young veterans. How much has this group grown, and what in particular have you seen?
I definitely think maturity-wise. I definitely think maturity is on a different level right now. I think it was a mature group coming in last year as rookies. I think they had to step up to the plate and really mature pretty fast. But I think they got their feet up under them, and they're coming back with a new attitude. Just some of the progressions that they're going through. I think it's big. You can see, like I said, for the last week and a half, I've been able to see it from the sideline and see it in the meeting rooms and not actually be a part of it up close. But now it's like just being with them and just hearing the way they talk when I'm on the field, me talking back. I think it's been powerful just seeing those guys mature. You got Grotz, you got Sip, Winston, who is already maturing at a rapid speed. But I think they've taken major steps, and it's good to see.
You developed a cohesion, a communication style with Grotz and with Cyprian last year. Does it just pick up right there, or do you have to work your way back in on a practice field a couple of days before that goes back?
See, I think the good thing about it is those guys have they've learned that communication style that we have. So it's almost like when I wasn't there, they were still communicating. And now I'm just stepping back in, and it's me. I need to freshen myself up on seeing the same things and viewing the same things. But it's never stopped with them. I think they picked up right where they left off. Sip is doing a hell of a job back there in communicating with Winston and vice versa with Grotz. And I stepped back in, and it was just right in motion with me. So I think, you know, they picked up on it, and that's good when they can do it no matter who's out there.
Word on you when you got here was highly competitive, one of the most competitive players in the locker room. Do you see that from this group? Are they following your lead? Is the entire defensive back room up to your level of competitiveness?
I think so. I think if not, they're coming along. I think right now it's hard to get those guys not to compete with me just at the little thing. So I think they definitely stepped it up a level. And I think Gus does a good job of really keying in on the competition around here. But I think as a group, I think they're doing a real good job of competing every play. And that's the big part about it. Now, I'm not taking plays off, and no matter who's in front of you, just competing at your highest level. And I think guys are doing that.
To wrap it up, this is a statement of the obvious, but how excited are you to have guys up front, more bodies, more horses? Can you put into words just what that means to you?
You know, I was happy last year with the guys that we had and the way they were working up front. But now it's like they've progressed as well, adding new bodies. The more, the better, and I'm all for it. I've been watching the way they've been getting their hands up, the way they've been moving, getting pressure. It's been a sight to see, and I'm excited to see when we get up against some other opponents exactly what we got when we step out there.